Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's a dream that you
are sharing too. Yeah.
A sweet Thursday dream. We're having a, what are those called? A group dream? A co-dream?
What are they called? Group dreams?
Is that a thing?
A group dream?
I think there's, did you see that? Remember that movie with Nicolas Cage and they're all dreaming about him at the same time? We talked about this.
Oh, no, I never saw it.
Yeah.
I said I do this every time. I say I want to see it and then I never see it.
This is what I do Saturday.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday mornings, I don't get up. I get up at the same time every day. I don't have to go to work on Saturday, but I get up at a stupid, just because my body's like, let's go. And the dogs are on a routine. So we all eat breakfast together on the floor. And then I said, I made that part up.
What?
Three bowls, please. Then we're on the couch and it's like, pick a streaming service. Oh, yeah. We talked about that on the show this week. Is that movie available?
So for like 3 hours, it's just you time.
It's just me and TV. Yeah.
I will get up at 6 usually and have like an hour of.
Which is still you time, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's moving on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's like Shannon and I have very opposite schedules to the point that she does that a lot. Like I go to bed. Last night I was down at 8:30. I don't know when she came to bed. I was asleep.
I was out of it.
She could have come down at 11, right?
Yeah.
That's her 3 bonus hours. She gets them on the end of the day.
Right.
That's how it works. Yeah.
It's fair.
It's totally fair.
Then we all get me time.
That's what it. Here is the key to long-lasting relationships. Together time and alone time.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It is true.
You can spend too much time with each other.
Uh-huh. Everybody has to have me time.
Every time she's like, girl weekend, I'm like, take it.
Go.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Lets us both reset a little bit.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I know. I'm like, we have had so much together time over the holidays. You know, it's been a lot of together. So I'm like, it's been kind of nice. Just kind of everybody going all over the place.
I would presume that's probably good advice in general, but is it different for everybody in Eastern Iowa who went through COVID and a derecho in the same year?
Oh,
because consider we were, right? Everybody was codependent.
Yeah.
And cohabitating because you couldn't go anywhere. And then all of a sudden we were living with my brother, right? We were spending a lot of time
together. So much time.
Yeah.
That's weird too, because that's like
inter-family. I'm in somebody else's house. I don't have a place to escape to. I basically had our level and that was it. Anywhere else you go, there's another person. Yeah.
It's a lot
weird
of time
to think about.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's a completely, like, isn't that wild that that was
a moment in my life?
Wow.
It'll be 5 years ago starting. It was right around the time of St. Patrick's Day, right? That's when things started to shut down. Because I remember the mayor proclaimed bars and restaurants closed.
Uh-huh.
Right before
Sapit
episode.
And they said that we weren't going to have the Sapit episode parade. I'm like, come on.
And then it just all broke loose.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we got used to it, right? Flatten the curve.
Yeah.
We got all that we can.
We got to
the summertime, and then all of a sudden, an inland hurricane decided to hit.
Wild.
What
times.
A year,
Gosh.
2020.
Oh, what a year that was.
Yes.
And here we are.
Going into 2025.
Woo. And a new study that I am super psyched about as I'm sipping my morning coffee.
Well, hold on. Do I need my coffee?
Grab your coffee cup because this is good news. And we need to get a move on this, okay? Because the study finds that coffee drinkers live longer.
And hell yeah, we do.
You're such a good sipper.
Thanks, man.
Do it again. Now, this isn't like cream and sugar, like, and all of that double macchiato, all of that stuff, like coffee.
Truck stop black. That's how I want it.
Oh.
I want that. I want that to have been in the pot for a week.
Ew. Ew.
No, I do
I
not.
I want to make coffee from my old coffee. Yuck.
I've always considered doing that, but I've never done it before.
Like, wouldn't that be like an espresso?
Like, pour the old coffee that's still in the cup back into the water reservoir?
Yeah.
That actually, now that I say that out loud, is disgusting.
So gross.
Except for a occasional peppermint mocha, and then an occasional, like, the flat white, which is basically just a mix of milk and coffee.
Yeah.
I never add sweet. I don't like sweet.
Oh, I love a little sweet.
Black.
I like a little sweetness.
Or a little latte cappuccino action.
But here's the good news. Scientists tracked people and their coffee drinking habits, and they found that coffee drinkers live longer.
This is one of those studies, though. That's got to be one of many conditions, right? Because it probably means we're also very active and we're on the go, right? I would love to see this exact same study with energy drinks.
True. They looked at people's health for 10 years and they split them into categories. They looked at people who drank coffee in the morning, people who drank coffee all day.
That's me.
And people who didn't drink coffee at all. Morning coffee drinkers had a 16% lower risk of dying for any reason.
Nice.
A 31% lower risk of dying from heart disease.
Hey.
And the benefits disappeared for people who drank coffee all day. So,
Slow that down. Yeah. Okay.
Have your last cup of coffee before noon and it could save your life, Eric.
Good words to live by.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that
it's
to
like
heart.
Everything.
Literally.
Everything in moderation.
I'm like, God, my dad and mom both drank a lot of coffee. They also smoked a lot.
Well, there's that.
There's a counterbalance.
There's that.
To the study,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You have to review all your habits, not just your coffee drinking habit.
They're not sure
that makes me feel good, though.
But they're not sure why it makes a difference. Their best guess is that it probably messes with your sleep. Yeah.
I guess. And then if you're getting low sleep, then that's a whole different bag of health issues.
But that's not science. That's just a guess.
Well,
thanks, science.
Well, take this. I'll take both. I'll take the science and the guess.
Thanks.
Thank you for both.
Yeah.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Most of this is just to tell you something you experienced with me yesterday, which was a funny. But I also want to take this moment. What's the most appropriate sound to signify the brain fart I had yesterday?
Oh.
I've got this, this, or this.
Well, those are... I like that last one.
You and I are walking out together yesterday afternoon, and I look down, and what am I carrying out the building?
Well, as we just discussed, you are a coffee drinker all day long.
It was actually a tea.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
I happened to, and I know exactly what happened.
But the Danson Eric Hansen action figure comes with mug.
For sure.
Yes.
This version.
Yes.
I intentionally meant to leave that on my desk and take one of those envelopes with notes on it and a gift card instead.
Uh-huh.
So somewhere in my brain, I thought I had done that. But no, I clearly had a brain fart. Left the gift card and my note to myself on my desk and walked out with the teacup.
Huh.
Just weird.
Huh.
Because when I got home, I'm like, where's that damn gift? Oh. In my brain, I substituted. Like, I thought that was in my hand when I left. By the way, this morning, trying to take a frozen tea bag.
Yeah.
Out of a coffee cup is very hard.
I was gonna say,
you have to let it thaw.
Were you able to read the tea leaves? And
You just have to crack it open, and it looks like I have good fortune. So that's a good
hey,
thing.
Hey, things are looking up.
But all morning I was is there a term for when you actually mentally swap? Because I would bet you all my money.
I bet there is.
When I hit the door leaving yesterday, I thought I was holding the gift card.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment of
transference.
Is that what it is?
Swapsies.
Yep.
Transwapsies.
This is transwapsies. I had a moment of transwapsies.
Yeah. You had a whoopsie doodle.
A big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge one.
And in layman's terms, brain fart.
A brain fart.
A big old brain fart.
Because we were about four steps out and I looked down at my hand. You had already started to walk to your car.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I have a
coffee cup in my hand. Why?
I'm like, just take it home.
Which is exactly what I did. I left it in my car and everything froze.
I love that you left it in your car freeze.
I had no reason to take it in my house.
What? To wash it?
It gets watered. The washing machine is here. The dishwasher is here.
You have one at your home.
It's not a home cup. It's a work cup. Look, lady, it's a work cup, not a home cup.
I don't want to mix the two.
Never the two shall meet.
What?
It just stayed in the car to go back into the office.
Okay.
That's a temporary holding cell. That's where it lived. Brain fart.
I've taken forks home.
Yeah, but you didn't mean to grab a piece of paper and then you walked out with a fork.
No, I did not do that.
This was legit trans swapsies.
Yeah, yeah.
I had an incident of trans swapsies.
Big whoopsie-doo.
Yeah.
I am a whoopsie-doo in that I have not given myself the gift of time. And I knew that this was going to be a really busy week leading up to my daughter's celebrated birthday with her friends. Her birthday was the 28th, just 3 days after Christmas. So we had to bump her friend's birthday party. And instead, her little friend's gathering is going to be this weekend.
So it's coming up this week, like in a couple of days.
Yes.
Okay.
And I told her that I would make the cake.
Yeah.
And I am quickly running out of time to make my own cake.
Is she insisting on a made cake?
Well, she
or just because you offered?
Requested a specific cake.
Yeah.
It was called like a cookie dough cake.
Yeah. Go on.
It sounds amazing. It has brown butter.
Yeah.
You have to like do two sticks of browned butter to make the cake and the frosting. And it was like, it sounded kind of involved.
Why are you here? Go.
I don't have time to make a cake that involved.
That is very involved.
So,
order?
Do you think I can order one at this point?
You want it, but that style? Or just a cake?
Do you think I could just order?
How about you do cookie dough ice cream?
Yes. I was like, or do you think I could just call a bakery? Like, hey, you know, I've already established a relationship with my friends over at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee. And
does the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee bakery, by the way, know that the cake they made for our TikTok video has been viewed over 350,000 times
and has gone viral?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll mention that.
Open with that.
You helped us go viral, and now I'd like to offer you an opportunity to, I don't know, maybe
save my daughter's birthday.
Perhaps be a hero. Who knows?
That's the solution.
Okay.
Yes, Hy-Vee Bakery, just call them.
And maybe just take a cake and just put some cookies on the side. I don't know.
I'm still pushing for cookie dough ice cream. They've got time. You can have something made today, pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're craftsmen.
They are crafty.
They made a hill to die on for us, right?
They did.
Think of the work. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, the only current member of Congress who is serving when Carter was president, let that sink in, delivered a tribute to the former president yesterday in D.C. Grassley noted both had the same foundational expertise, experience, leading them both to lives and politics. They both grew up poor. So there's a similar little path there. Carter's funeral, by the way, at the National Cathedral in Washington, scheduled to begin today, 10 o'clock Iowa time. We've got one sport, shorts, that I'm very interested in. Has to do with the head coach of the Cyclone football team,
okay,
Matt Campbell.
What's going on?
My question is, will Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell be turning in his cardinal and gold for blue and orange?
The Bears?
Sources say the Bears are expected to interview Matt Campbell. Campbell's been with the Cyclones since 2016. He's the winningest coach in school history with a 62-50 record overall. His winning percentage, the best in Ames, dating all the way back to 1919. He's the only coach to lead the program to five straight winning seasons. Now, this, I don't think has happened before in Ames. This happened a lot right after Ferentz took Iowa to the Orange Bowl after whatever, his fourth or fifth year.
Yeah.
Right. When you're the hot coach, everybody wants to talk to you.
Totally.
And I don't know if Ferentz interviewed or not, but remember then all of a sudden, like, Ferentz started getting those really big contracts.
Uh-huh.
And that has continued ever since.
Yeah.
So whether, because there was some buzz about Campbell a couple of years ago going to the Lions.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions. So now we just, I don't know if
does the,
school the Bears
have
are
to-
leaking this, if Campbell's people are leaking this, because Campbell just got signed to another extension to like 2033 or something.
Do we have to like get him a better parking spot? Or?
I think he can park on the field.
Wherever you want, Matt.
I mean, they will airlift him in.
Hey, did you want that new office or new carpet? You got it.
Do you think he could just say, hey, I want to be the Iowa State Campbells?
Oh.
I want you.
We're switching to mascot.
We are the
Fighting Campbells.
Yeah, and then there'll be a stuffed version of him running around on the sidelines.
You could ask. Doesn't hurt to ask.
Hey, you guys change your colors all the time. Why not just change your name once?
Try it.
The Iowa State Campbells.
At this point, it doesn't hurt to
Might
ask.
As well do it. I've heard of, like, the... Oh, I just lost it. like chicken on a stick person. Like there's always some people on RagBri you see every year.
Oh, yeah.
The common players.
Uh-huh.
There's a woman known as the trumpet chick on RagBri, and she is up for a Grammy.
What?
Her name is Alicia Rau, and she's been nominated for a Grammy for a Spanish language album she plays on. She plays trumpet. It's in the best children's music album category. So her group is up against Alice Cooper and John Legend, just to let you know. Rau first rode RagBri in 2011 and was an aspiring professional trumpet player. So brought a trumpet along, a tiny little trumpet, and would practice and practice.
Oh my gosh.
She developed the reputation and became known as the trumpet chick. Her dad put a mount on her bike so she'd actually drive around with kind of like a saddlebag, like a trumpet at the ready. Exactly. Then years later, she would use those opportunities. Like, let's say you're doing a big hill.
Yeah.
And she's up at the top of the hill and she's looking down at everybody.
It's like, come on, guys.
Just so she whips out the trumpet and then you get a little bit of.
Nice.
So she would play encouraging, motivating songs along the RagBri route. That is your trumpet chick.
How great is
she
that?
She lives in Manhattan now. She's in a jazz combo, but she is up for a Grammy, the 67th Annual Grammy Awards, February 2nd. One of those winners could be Iowa's own, the trumpet chick.
You got my vote.
You're not a member of the Academy.
You got my vote.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Wildfires are raging out of control in Southern California, and it's affecting a lot of things and several celebrities reporting that they've already lost their homes. I've got a rundown of all of the celebrities who have said that they've been impacted. Pacific Palisades homes of Adam Brody and Leighton Meester are ashes. Anna Faris also lost her home, as did Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag from The Hills back in the day. Haven't heard their names in a while. Paris Hilton lost her Malibu beach house. She has other homes. Fergie's house was in the path of flames last night. I haven't heard if she actually lost her house, but it was not looking good. Ben Affleck had to evacuate his $20 million home, so he evacuated to Jennifer Garner's house. Her neighborhood hadn't been told to evacuate yet, but they are on standby. So
wow.
It's a wait-and-see situation there. Actor James Woods, was on CNN, and he actually broke down in tears talking about the loss of his home.
Aw.
Isn't that sweet? Oh my gosh. Other people who've either had to evacuate or have reportedly lost their homes: Mark Hamill, Mandy Moore, Jamie Lee Curtis, Jennifer Grey, Ricky Lake, Eugene Levy, Billy Crystal, John Goodman, Miles Teller, Carrie Ewells, Anthony Hopkins. Then there's also places that are just like iconic from movies that are ashes. Palisades Charter High School, that was used in movies like Carrie and Freaky Friday, gone.
What?
Yeah. It's going to be bizarre just finding out all of these places that are just gone, kind of these iconic places that have been used in movies.
If you've ever, California is such, that's an area, it's just, everything's packed. It's like New York with palm trees.
Yes.
Everything's just packed in.
Yes, yes.
And that's crazy.
Wildfires are just tearing through.
What's giving me pause, as a guy who had a major claim on his house,
mm-hmm.
And then we had some property in Florida after a hurricane. What does the insurance world look like in a year?
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to replace, I don't know, let's say my house is $200,000, right?
Right.
Every number you're reading me is in the millions of dollars.
Millions.
And I'm sure all of these homeowners have policies.
Yes. But it's all of every possession.
And then all of your contents and your memories. And somebody's going to have to start writing some checks. How is that going to impact everybody? Just, I'm wrapping my head around, something's going to have to happen from an insurance standpoint.
Yeah.
Because weather's getting worse, not better. Even if you want to deny the cause of it, we're having more of these.
Yeah.
And that's impacting us financially. This is just unbelievable.
It is weird. Corey Feldman actually had a weird take that I don't know if I want to share, but he said, "My heart goes out to the innocent lives who were lost, good people who are going to lose everything and don't deserve this, although karma may be at play."
Is he talking about like Hollywood?
Like the Hollywood elite?
Yeah.
The scum that are...
I think there's people that probably believe that too.
Possibly.
Right now.
Possibly.
Right?
Moving on. That is very sad. We've also had a sad breakup this week. Had a sad breakup this week.
A sad breakup.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck finalized their divorce on Monday, and as expected, she's keeping the ring.
It's How many does that make now for her?
Six. She's got basically like a Super Bowl collection of rings, of engagement rings.
Some people have like, you open the drawer and there's their watch collection.
Yes.
She's got an engagement ring collection.
She has an engagement ring
That's
collection.
Crazy.
This is her largest ring, though. And by the way, it's engraved with the phrase, not going anywhere. So they increase in value as she went throughout relationships. Her first husband, Ohani Noah, had a $130,000 ring. She then upgraded to a $200,000 rock with her second husband, Chris Judd. Her first Ben Affleck ring was a $2.6 million ring, but they never made it to the altar. Mark Anthony, her husband number three, put a $6.5 million ring on that finger. Her ring from A-Rod was only worth $2 million. They, of course, did not make it.
He always comes across as the runt of the litter in every story.
Dang it. Dang it. And then the bling from Ben 2.0 was a $5.6 million ring. So that is quite a drawer of rocks. I mean,
two rings at a time could start paying for people's houses in California.
Seriously, she could probably $17 million of jewelry. She could,
or at least one big house.
She could help out. Yeah. She could at least cover Ben's house. In happier relationship news, not only did Tom Holland and Zendaya get engaged, they also apparently got matching tattoos before they got engaged.
You started with an M word? I thought you were going to say they got married.
No.
Matching tattoos.
Matching tattoos. According to the Boston Tattoo Company, Zendaya got a small T just underneath her armpit, and Tom got a Z on his rib cage.
Okay.
Classy.
And if that doesn't work out, at least those are very common letters, right?
True.
It could be for something completely different.
Z? Z's going to be tough.
Maybe he likes Zataran.
The rice? Eric?
What's that for? I love Zataran.
Zatarans. You're ridiculous. Let's talk weddings.
Spicy rice.
I don't know if Travis Kelce is going to propose to Taylor Swift in this year, but I do know what he prefers as far as a wedding timeline. On the latest episode of their podcast, New Heights, Travis Kelce says he does not like fall weddings.
Well, that's when he's working.
Exactly. It conflicts with fall football. A caller called in on their show and said that his fiance wants to get married and they are conflicting on when they should do this. He says, my friends always get married in the summer because they know that he's working.
Yes.
And they all always have season tickets.
It's
football.
Like scheduling it during a non-Iowa game.
Exactly.
Right?
But Jason, who is, you know, married, said that there are a lot of things that are more important than football, and weddings happen to be one of them. Not arguing with your wife is high up there, too. So his advice is do the fall wedding she wants. Avoid this frivolous fight. It is going to lead to nothing good. There are a lot of days in the fall that are not football. You could have the wedding on a Friday.
Here's the deal. It's the NFL. It's a highly publicized couple. You would have the power to go to the NFL and say, you give me a Saturday, like a bye week.
Yeah.
An early bye week for the Chiefs. And then we will give you Taylor Swift for the halftime show.
Oh, I like that.
That's the deal right there.
I like that. Right? Let's just keep that in mind.
Make the deal.
If the Travis Taylor thing does happen, it's not going to be a fall wedding.
It better. The Z-ball said so.
That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Welcome to Jury in a Hurry, the case of granola in your yogurt.
Granola and yogurt go very well together. Made a parfait over the Christmas break at some point, and I felt a little judged. My granola to yogurt ratio is a little skewed, maybe to some.
How much?
I like a lot of granola, probably 50-50.
So, whoa. It's the first time I heard a number.
Really?
You caught me off guard.
Really?
I wasn't.
I know it's a lot.
Typically a granola guy. And then they started to sell it with those little cups on top.
Yeah.
And then there used to be a
those are never enough.
Coffee shop downtown that the berries would be in it and you dump it in.
Yeah.
And to me, that was always the right ratio, which was not 50-50.
No, it is not. It's never enough.
So that's 1-1.
Yeah.
One to one.
I like a lot of granola.
Let me understand your theory on why more granola is better.
Okay. I call myself to the stand.
Yes.
Surprise witness.
Objection. I didn't get the witness list in time.
You can't object. Sustained. More is more. Okay. The crunch of granola, good for my teeth.
Yeah.
Good,
what?
Yeah. And it's good for my jaw muscles.
I don't think it's good for your teeth. I'll give you jaw muscles.
No, it's very good. Crunch, crunch, crunch keeps everything in practice.
Okay. I'll tell that to the dentist who tells me to stop chewing ice. It's good for my teeth. It keeps my teeth in practice.
I don't want them getting lazy, just sucking down yogurt all
you
day.
You don't want lazy teeth.
No, the last thing I need is these things going soft on me.
So you
yogurt.
Want texture.
Texture. I okay. love textures. It's so much more interesting for me to eat than plain yogurt. I like everything to be a little bit more textured, like a chunkier applesauce, like a chunky peanut butter. It's just more interesting. It's just more exciting to me to have things with textures. And when I add more granola to my yogurt, it brings me joy. And frankly, I deserve it. I'm worth it.
You're like the person that puts too much gravy on something. You're like the person.
Is there too much gravy? Objection, Your Honor.
That goes to Starbucks and takes a coffee and then loads it up so much it's not coffee. You're not having yogurt. You're having a sweet dessert.
Yes.
And fooling yourself into thinking you're having something healthy.
Yes.
There is sugar levels that are probably higher than you know, or maybe you do know.
I try not to look.
Granola. You basically are having granola as a cereal and then basically using the yogurt as a milk.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
It's too much. And I think so while your teeth are getting a great workout, you're getting sugar on those teeth. That's a cavity issue. Watch out there. And you got to go to the dentist and that stuff. As you get older, trust me, your teeth aren't as healthy as you think they are. Teeth don't.
One day
they're going to tell you and you're going to be like, I have what? And then it's just, you know, sugar is kind of the silent killer. Skinny and do not put that in your mouth.
I just want to eat some granola. We've been talking about
granola.
We've been talking about granola
mouth.
So much. I want to eat this granola so bad.
Stop. You're eating granola even without yogurt. I think the jury in a hurry should be, does Claire have a granola problem?
I'm a granola addict and I don't care.
Everything in balance. It's just like when you go to the yogurt places and you load up the toppings and you pay per pound.
Mm-hmm.
There's such thing as too much of a good thing. It needs to be blended and a nice. There's a reason why those cups are a certain size when you buy the single yogurts. Mm. That is the right portion and proportion. You are having way too much granola. Mm. It's taking away from the benefits of the yogurt, and you're putting way too much sugar in your body.
I don't let the man tell me how much granola I can have.
You need to pull back. You need to pull back. So when I say yogurt with granola, yes. But a little. A vote for me is a vote for a little granola.
A vote for me is a vote for a lot of granola.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
All right, let's start Jury in a Hurry and the case of granola. A lot of granola, a little granola.
I'm going to agree with Claire this time, but I'm also going to say, Eric, you can never have too much gravy.
Oh,
yeah!
No!
There is no such thing.
The day the gravy defense turned on Eric. That's it. Thank you, Dallas. Have a great day. Jury in a Hurry, when it comes to granola in your yogurt, a little or a lot?
I'm not saying it's healthy or it's good for your teeth, but more granola is definitely better.
It's so good, right?
I can't believe you said it was good for your teeth because it helps them work them out.
Well, if you just eat soft things and you don't even use your teeth, like, are they even worth having in your mouth?
Thanks for calling Jury to Hurry. Granola and yogurt, a lot or a little?
A lot.
A lot.
Just like you said, cereal.
It's like you're having cereal with yogurt
granola
on top.
Granola cereal.
Hey, Juror, what do you think when it comes to granola in your yogurt? A little or a lot?
I'm with Claire on this one. I like a lot of it. I consider it more of a granola cereal.
I like that too.
It's not even a parfait, right? It's like a cereal. Yes. All right, so far a 4-0 sweep, Claire. Let's go to this line. Hi, jury in a hurry when it comes to yogurt and granola, a little granola or a lot of granola?
I'm of the opinion do what makes you happy and what.
So if Claire's happy with a lot,
I'm happy with a lot of granola.
Hold on. Do what makes you happy. However, I think I'm gonna have to side with Eric.
Oh no!
I don't know how to erase a vote. We're using pen, but I'll fix it. All right, caller, thank you very much.
Oh, man, that was exciting.
That's good life advice. Do what makes you happy, but also don't kill yourself.
It might kill you.
Granola sugar. Hi, jury in a hurry. When it comes to granola and yogurt, a lot or a little?
You do you, boo. Get that granola.
Go get it, girl, and I'm going to get it all.
It's like a granola YOLO.
Yeah.
Hi, when it has granola and yogurt, what's your proportions? Is it a lot of granola or a little granola?
A lot of granola.
A lot of granola.
Oh, my goodness.
Totally texture with some fruit sprinkled in.
There you go. I love that.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, we'll put some fruit in there.
We've gotten to the point now that I'm saying the word granola, and it sounds like a word I've never said before.
I think you also referred to me as it. When it is having granola,
should it also have yogurt? Claire, this could be the call that takes it for you. Jury in a hurry, when Claire is having her yogurt, should she have a lot of granola or a little granola?
I am so team Claire on this one.
What?
Totally.
So team Claire!
Who are these granola people?
Granola lovers unite! Oh. We did it! Too much gravy, too much granola. I'm going to celebrate with some granola!
Do not drink out of the bag.
Do not drink out of the bag!
We hope you didn't hear this. The scramble screwed up.
That insider, of course, is the guy inside our building, Tom Bravo.
Tom. We know him as Tom, but, you know, that's his Halloween name.
Tommy Brahmy. Todd Bravlekamp joins the morning scramble. I'm so sorry. That's going to bite me many times.
Yeah, it will.
That's not just a oops doodle.
No.
That will find me years from now. Tom Bravlekamp will be hiding around a corner somewhere. Todd Bravlekamp from 1600 ESPN joins us after 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock. My God! Caitlin Clark just cracks the top 10.
Well, we had a bunch of celebs on Dick Clark's rockin' Seacrest, New Year's Eve.
Dick Clark, New Year's Eve, and rockin' are in there. We just don't know the order.
It definitely, there's all those
all
words.
All the words have to be in the title. We just don't know how it goes.
No.
I mean, just think of all the fun ways people were dying in the early 1800s.
Did you say fun ways they were dying? The fun ways they were dying.
Christmas tree fires.
Think about those fun ways of dying.
Childhood illnesses. All those fun ways they were dying.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, the long times ago.
Nellie,
great Joni. Great Joni.
Great Joni.
Great Jones County Fair.
She's great.
I think we started this about, I don't know, 1999, maybe year 2000?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. Yeah. Not 1999.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say
2019. I didn't even know you in 1999.
I was going to say that was way back.
I was junior high back then. Okay. 2019.
When the Z-Ball was forged, I believe, 1999.
As they were trying to source the blue liquid.
That's when the blue liquid entered the Z-Ball.
The best of the worst of the morning scramble. Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.